Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to another one of my outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening master keys of creation about how to create and attract the joy, well-being, and abundance that you desire, and how to be the unlimited master of creation that you truly are, to literally make all of your dreams come true. And you'll find tons of more awesome, empowering videos, podcasts, articles, books, products, and support and guidance at my website at zakaran.com to help you easily and create the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. So here we go. The adventure of desire. Or we're here for the desire and the adventure of creating those desires, not the manifestations. You are the masterpiece that you are creating. And your life and manifestations are the paint and the brushes that you use to create that masterpiece. It has been said 1,000 times by all the best success and spiritual teachers that life is about the journey, not the destination. In other words, we're here for the adventure of creation, not the manifestations. We're here for the joy of creating our desires, not just for the physical manifestation of those desires. We're here for the joy of creating, not the creations. We're here for the joy of creation itself, for the adventure of never-ending creation, not to prove our worth by how good we are at creating our desires into physical reality, or how successful we are by, you know, how much money we've got or how much fame we've got. We are masters of desire. We are infinite, immortal creators who constantly desire improvement, which means we are constantly and eternally creating those desires and manifesting those desires vibrationally and then physically. Once we have gotten into alignment, into physical and vibrational alignment down here in a body, with our thoughts, with our minds, with our feelings, into alignment with those desires, and of course, then they manifest physically. So that means there is no final peak to achieve, no final result to prove, no omega completion or final end to anything that we think, do, desire, or create, which also means that ultimately, results don't matter and ultimately have no meaning in the grand scope of our eternal existence, except being great excuses for us to go on adventures of creation and creating those desires into physical reality. The desires are the excuse we use to go on the quest to manifest those desires into physical reality, and there is no final reward given to us by some controlling, judgmental, insecure, parental God that needs us to act in certain ways to make him or her happy, because we are our own gods and we each are the creators of our own lives and our own realities and the journey of creation and our immortality and our own joyful, delicious life experience is the reward. Life is the reward, not some sort of reward because you got things right or believed the right way, etc. And it's everyone's daily choice to create heaven in their lives or hell in their lives, depending on how they are thinking and therefore feeling. So there is no final anything. And there is, most importantly, no final, ultimate, fulfilling feeling of ultimate satisfaction. There is only ever-increasing greater levels of joyful, fulfilling feelings of ecstatic satisfaction. And there is no final, ultimate, satisfying, fulfilling relationship or status or success or level of riches or fame or ultimate level of creativity or ultimate level of love or ecstasy or recognition or admiration, etc., etc. And there is no final level of ultimate mental, emotional, physical, financial, or spiritual freedom, or awareness, or knowledge, or enlightenment, etc., etc. There is no ultimate completion or ending of anything, because we will never ever get done desiring and creating those desires vibrationally and then physically. Especially because everything can and will always improve and constantly get better and better and better and better. And there is no end to that improvement that is possible, and no end to how good things can get. No matter how amazing you can create things to be in your life, and how amazing you can create your life to be, no matter how much abundance and riches and health and well-being and love and joy and excitement and ecstasy and bliss you can create, you can always create even more and more and more and better and better and more and better and more and better and more, have more fun and have more fun. There's no end to how much love and sex and ecstasy and joy and riches and abundance and fun and freedom and adventure and satisfaction that you can create and attract and receive and experience and feel and enjoy. And even though society believes that life is about action and proving your worth and conquering foes, and even though society believes that even spirituality is about results and even some sort of final reward after you've proved your worthiness, or final eternal punishment if you haven't, well, all of that is just one big pile of dino shit. Results don't matter, because there is no final result. There is no divine force of judgment that is judging your results. There is no bouncer at the pearly gates checking the clipboard to see if you're on the VIP list and who's been naughty and who's been nice. Results don't matter, because results are impermanent. And as soon as you physically create a result, as soon as you attain that goal, as soon as you get that prize, win that, you know, golden medal, well, that creation is now done. It's no longer the leading edge of creation. And your attention and focus as an eternal creator will naturally be on the next desire and the next creation. As an eternal creator, you never look back and rest on your laurels and gaze at your awards sitting on the fireplace mantle that supposedly prove your amazing significance. Awards do not prove anything. They don't prove your significance, because no one's significance ever needed to be proven. Your significance, your worthiness does not need to be proven. It's never been in question. Results don't matter, because the only thing that matters is the feeling. The only reason you want anything is for the feeling of it. The only reason you want the money and the success and the love and the lovers and the sex and the freedom and the health and the vitality, etc., is for the fun and joy and the feeling of it. So the result is meaningless from, you know, the big picture. It's how you feel while you're creating that result, and how you feel after you've created that result, that has the most meaning and significance. The leading edge of creation is the thought and the desire, not the result of that desire. It is the desire for that creation that is the leading edge of creation. And then the vibration, because of that thought and the joyful, delicious, exciting feeling from that vibration, that is the leading edge of creation. And that's why we're all here. We're not here to, you know, stockpile stuff to prove how awesome we are. We're here for the leading edge of creation. We're here for the creating, not the creations. That is why you are here, for the excitement about the gifts under the tree, not necessarily for the gifts themselves. Because as we all know, Since we got those gifts, we played with them for a couple of hours. And, a few days here and there for the next week. But then we got bored and moved on to the next thing. But, of course, the gifts are fun, too. Yeah, that's right. Okay, we do enjoy the gifts. If they weren't fun as well, there would be no reason to head towards those gifts and create them and be excited about them and desire them and even, buy gifts for other people, etc., etc. So even though the manifestations of our desires are, less important than the journey of creating them into physical reality, well, nonetheless, the manifestations certainly are fun. So I don't want to discount those. Nothing wrong with money. There's nothing wrong with wealth. Nothing wrong with riches. There's nothing wrong with anything that you can desire. But it's the feeling we have about these manifestations that really matters. Not that they exist or not. Not that we created them or not. It's the feeling that we are all after. Because the feeling is the only thing that's real. The physical stuff is just for inspiration. The reason to go on the quest, the reason to go on the adventure of creation and creating those, fun things and experiences and creating that fun stuff in a physical reality, but just because it's fun, no other reason. Such as, trying to prove your worthiness or your significance to God or other people or yourself. And because the feeling is really what you want, well, that means you're here for the entire adventure of creating those manifestations, not just the manifestations themselves. Especially because as soon as you win the award or get the prize, you'll naturally already be thinking about and desiring and creating and already heading towards the next inspired idea or creative endeavor. Snagging the next amazing lover or discovering the next abundantly fun endeavor and the next prize and the next award, because the prize is only the reason for the desire and then the journey of creating that desire. And most of your life is really spent just desiring and creating vibrations. Most of your life is just thinking and then turning those thoughts eventually into physical things, not necessarily living that physical reality of those thoughts and desires. But you're always living in the vibration of those desires all the time and the emotions of those desires. And if you're thinking about the abundance of those desires, you'll be having fun living in the joyful vibration of abundance of those desires, regardless of whether or not those desires are physically here yet in your physical reality. But if you're thinking about a lack of your desire, or thinking about what you don't want, don't like, well, you won't be having a good time, and life will suck the royal donkey dong. So the only way to have a truly fulfilling, joyful, and delicious life is to fully embrace your true divine nature as a constant, eternal creator, and as a desire master. Embrace those desires. Don't resist them. There's nothing wrong with desire. And accept your divine nature as a thought master and vibrator and feeler who creates with thought, not with action necessarily, and proof of results and proof of worthiness and proof of significance by what you've got. You got to let go of that crap that society has force-fed down your throat, that that there is something wrong with your desires, or that your desires are immoral or sinful or unreasonable or impossible. Doubt is not your natural way of being. Doubt is more piles of stinky dino shit. And as a conscious, joyful creator of infinite possibilities, you're happy and excited all the time. Because every new desire is a new adventure of creation. You're not a result addict who's only happy when you have won the prizes and achieved the awards. Because the feeling is the prize. not some physical award on your mantle, and you're having feelings all the time, 24/7. So you might as well do whatever needs to be done to generate good feelings all the time, which means enjoying every step of the journey, because that's why you're really here. And if the goal or prize or result, well, isn't physically here yet, well, it doesn't matter, because the adventure of creating those desires is why you're here. And the desire, the adventure of creating those desires, it's just not done yet. You're just not done creating that desire into being yet. And you know how to feel good all the time by always focusing on things that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. Whatever you have physically manifested or not doesn't matter, because anything not here yet, well, you're just not done creating it into being yet. The sculpture of your desire of riches, or the amazing lover, or the success, or the creativity, or the career, or the family, or the freedom, whatever you want, it's just not done yet. You're just not done creating it yet. You're just not done molding it into place yet. There's still more clay to be molded and repositioned and smoothed out, and the painting and the song and the production of your life is still being worked on and played with and tweaked and clarified, and new colors need to be added, and you need new tools and brushes and new instruments and new people to help you turn your life into the masterpiece that you truly want it to be. And no matter how amazing you can make this masterpiece, well, there's always another one even better to create. And you may believe that one masterpiece that you've created is the absolute final ultimate masterpiece relationship or career or whatever creative endeavor you create, is, and that one is the absolute ultimate, and it'll never get any better. Well, it's just more donkey shit, because no matter how amazing it is, or even if it is the opposite, a masterpiece of shit, regardless, you will always desire ever increasing levels of improvement. You will always want more and better and more and better. More and better is the mantra of the universe, as Abraham has said countless times. More and better is the mantra of the universe, because the nature of the universe is constant and never-ending improvement. It's constant and never-ending expansion and growth and evolution. So the mantra of your life should be more and better, more and better. I like this, so I would like more of that, please. Thank you very kindly. I don't like this very much. That sucks. So I want something better, please. So regardless of the results of your life, or regardless of how many prizes you have won, or how many accomplishments you've achieved, or awards you've gotten, the masterpiece of your life, and each masterpiece of desire that you have that isn't here yet, well, it's just not here yet, because you're still painting it, you're still sculpting it, you still got more sorting to do, and more clarity to have about it. You still need to sort through some more stuff that maybe you don't like, or you'd like improvement on, and there's more clarity about stuff that you know, just need to throw out to give you greater clarity about what you want. And that clarity adds more paint to the canvas of your desires. Clarity of what you want adds power and focus and momentum to your desire to give, you know, to give it life. And even before your creation manifests, you can proclaim like Victor Frankenstein, "It's alive! It's alive!" And every desire, fulfilled or unfulfilled, inspires new desires and new ideas and more desires and more clarity about your current desires, and more pieces of the mysterious puzzle come into place and give you more clarity about what you want and how you want it and where you want it and who you want it with and where you want to do it with and who and how and et cetera, et cetera. And the sculpture of your life and every masterpiece desire slash creation that you have inspires more creations and more clarity and more desires forever and ever and ever, because you are an eternal, divine, immortal, all-powerful, infinite creator who will never ever stop desiring and creating and desiring and creating more and better and more and better, and creating more and more improvement. And you will never stop inventing new creations and new fun things to think, say, and do and experience. And no matter how utterly, fantastically amazing things can get because of your constantly improving clarity and mastery, well, they can always get better and better and better because you're always getting, you are always getting better. Because you are the real masterpiece that you are creating. The things you create into physical reality are certainly worthy of praise and recognition, but those physical things are not the real masterpiece. You are the priceless work of art. The things you do and accomplish that pleases others or inspires others or entertains others or, you know, enlightens others, or helps other people in all the countless ways you could possibly help somebody, are not your real legacy. You are your legacy. You are the masterpiece hanging on the wall in the Louvre. We could just frame you and hang you on the wall and just marvel at your magnificence for an eternity as much as any Picasso or Rembrandt. The things you think, say, do, and accomplish are what is molding the masterpiece sculpture that is you, but those things that you do are not you. The things you have are not you. The love that seemingly surrounds you from other people is not you. But it doesn't matter what great things you have accomplished, even if you accomplish nothing that humans would typically judge as being noteworthy, regardless if you're a successful painter or musician or actor or scientist or writer or dancer or DJ, etc., or not, regardless if you have ever created anything significant or not, it matters not except to you. And even if you do nothing except get stoned and play video games, regardless, you are still a priceless masterpiece. And we should see you with the same eyes that we would use to view a Renoir as being a masterpiece. How amazing you are, how infinitely creative you are to have created this amazing life as a stoned gamer. Stone gamer or magnificent, talented, creative, entertaining, superstar, regardless, you're a superstar because you do and have done amazing or crappy, regardless, whatever you have done, amazing or not, does not remotely describe your awesome, divine magnificence. Everyone is like a classic, you know, iceberg analogy. Whatever is above the surface is only a small percentage of what is underneath. So regardless of the person, whether it's a dirt farmer or a superstar, regardless, whatever is on the surface is pale in comparison to the awesome magnificence that is underneath. And it is your job as a master creator to look for what is below the surface in regards to everyone and everything on planet Earth, because everything physical is the minuscule amount above the surface. But underneath the surface is where creation itself truly lives. Below the surface is everyone's divine, magnificent, unlimited creative power and general all-around awesomeness, regardless of what crap they may be showing you on the surface. Lowly, nothing human or superhero, regardless, what you see above the surface is absolutely nothing. Poor, insignificant, unsuccessful, or multi-trillionaire, epitome of success, regardless, what you see above the surface is nothing compared to the awesome, unlimited, infinite, all-powerful, beautiful, awesome, divine magnificence that every single soul on planet Earth truly is. So, in conclusion, you're here for the joyful adventure of creation. No other reason. You're not here to heal the Earth. You're not here to heal you. You're not here to heal anybody else or provide service or give back or any of that bullshit. You're just here for the joy of creation. You're not here to prove your worth to God or anybody else. There is no worth that needs proving. Your awesome, priceless, divine magnificence. You're, again, here for the joy of creating your desires into physical reality and just having fun on planet Earth, creating whatever you want. That's the only reason you're here. So have some fucking fun already. Nothing of any real significance or importance is happening down here on planet Earth. There is no one judging your life except you. So make it a good one. And even if you don't, and you really suck at creating what you want, well, it doesn't matter because you are awesome anyway. All right. I hope you enjoyed this outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening Master Key of Creation. And of course you did because it was fucking awesome. If you got something from it, and of course you did because, again, it was fucking awesome, please comment and share it with your friends and bless them with these amazing teachings. And remember to subscribe to my YouTube channel so you always get a notification anytime I pump out a new flick. And, of course, come visit me at zakyron.com for tons more self-empowering videos and goodies and supportive, awesome things to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. Come visit me on Facebook. Say hello. Let's have some fun together on planet Earth. My name is Zakyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, fun, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!